Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Virginia Raynor, please?
This is not her phone number.
Okay, man, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone in line. Would you have a few minutes of your time to help us out with this survey?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, man, does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
And are you 18 and older and registered to work in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, I know I see you a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November general election for president, Congress? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose of the survey, what is your age?
47.
Okay, 47. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race, ma'am?
White.
Okay.
Sorry, Caucasian.
That's fine. White or Caucasian is fine. Okay, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in right now, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied,
okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues, you know, and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress, you know, most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10 where, you know, how important that issue is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it's most important. You say 5 if it's somewhat important. You say 0 if it's not important. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Tackling climate change from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay, reducing crime.
7.
Protecting abortion rights.
5.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
8.
Okay, creating more affordable housing.
10.
10. Okay, securing the southern border.
9.
Lowering taxes.
5.
And funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
7.
Okay, 7. All right, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, you can please say so, okay? The first one would be Ron Wyden.
Like a zero.
Kamala Harris.
0.
0. Lori Chavez, the Raymer.
I've heard of her, but not much, so I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that one.
So no opinion or never heard? No opinion. Okay, what about Republicans in Congress?
What do you mean?
Republicans as a whole in Congress.
Oh, I think for the most part they're doing a good job.
So
like
75.
75.
Okay. Joe Biden.
25.
Okay, 25. MAGA Republicans.
Like 35.
35. Okay, and Donald Trump.
35.
35? 35? Okay, J.D. Vance.
50.
Democrats in Congress as a whole?
About a 50.
50? Okay, and Janelle Bynum.
30.
30? Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, or independent Cornel West?
Like if I were to pick today?
Yeah, if you have, you know, if the elections were
Trump.
Today. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Donald Trump. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I don't know on that one. I haven't decided.
And okay. All right, ma'am, even though you're saying you're undecided, okay, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time, would that be lean towards Lori Chavez?
Probably towards the Republican.
So it'd be Lori Chavez, right? The Raymer or Janelle Bynum?
Yes, Lori Chavez.
Okay. All right, even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024, is there like a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I think there's still a fair chance.
A fair chance. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat disapprove?
Just disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
In between those two. Strongly.
Because I only have those. I have somewhat or strongly?
Then I guess strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approved?
Oh, sorry, strongly. Somewhat.
Okay, let me go back because I put it. Okay, so be somewhat approved, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez de Raymer and Janelle Bynum. Okay, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez de Raymer, let Oregon's fastly growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, you know, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori has was tired of the same old, you know, divisive politics, and now she knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Okay, the other one, you know, serving as a state house since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, you know, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and making our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find, practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists, on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Okay, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds, okay? It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have a few more minutes to go, and I really appreciate your time and help, okay? Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, we'll be talking about Janelle Bynum, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first one says Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on, this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights, they did when Roe was still a law. In Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon's law with a national abortion ban. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing? Okay. Would that be, what number would you give it from 0 to 5?
A 5.
To 10. Okay, 5. Okay, Janelle Bynum, hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help, workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Would that be not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay, yeah, Janelle Bynum, is sick of what is happening in our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted to measure 110, and though it, had good intentions, but she has seen how, disastrous it has been to our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by, crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
A 9.
A 9. Okay. And the last one say, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change it, the ways, because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrat and Republican to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off the street. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing. 9.
9. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, like I said, we almost finished with this survey. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Okay, let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laura Chavez Duramer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Still undecided, but you gave me more to think about.
Okay, so still undecided. All right, ma'am, even though you say you're undecided, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time, would that be Laura Chavez Duramer or Janelle Bynum?
I'm really not sure.
Okay, so still undecided, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And, okay, now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns people have raised about Laura Chavez Duramer. Please tell me how much of each, you know, one troubles you most supporting Chavez Duramer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, Laura Chavez Duramer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly, you know, and had taxpayer foot the bill from limos to luxury trips, from golf. She spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Laura is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians, you know, can make it, you know, to their next paycheck. Would you say your concern is a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit,
okay. And the other one said, Laura Chavez Duramer saw herself to this district, you know, as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, you know, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while, you know, voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and toe the party line. Would you say that you care a great deal, quite a bit, or just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and I'm gonna ask you again, you know, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laura Chavez Duramer or Democrat Janelle Bynum, or undecided?
Still undecided.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And then, even though you say you're undecided and wouldn't vote, okay, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time, would that be Laura Chavez Duramer, Janelle Bynum, or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Would that be first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate?
I have a bachelor's and two masters.
Okay. So master's, right? Okay. All right, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Excuse me?
Married.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not younger, no.
Okay. And are you, as any member of the household, a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Would that be you or someone in the household?
Both of us.
Okay. So be both. Okay. Okay, that applies to you. Okay, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes the survey. I really thank you for your time and participation. You have a great evening. I appreciate your help. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Or evening.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.